This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meanwhile, late in China, they are rioting, burning down factories. Things get more desperate by the day, but you won't read that in the mainstream media.
Think tariffs work much?
Well, if you live in China, they do. Headline, Daily Caller, China erupts, furious workers riot as factories collapse under Trump's tariffs. Workers throughout China are flooding the streets in revolt as U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs slam the fragile Chinese export economy. From the cramped streets of Sichuan in the southwest to the cold outskirts of Inner Mongolia on the northeast, furious workers are demanding back pay and protesting mass layoffs as factories shutter under pressure from Trump's tariffs.
Okay, so I want to make the prediction now. Should there be any loss of life in these protests, Donald Trump will be blamed by the media.
Oh, sure, even though their own government regularly kills them.
There's that whole Tiananmen Square thing, but anyway.
Yeah. I mean, look, here's the thing. Like, during our clash with Soviet-era Russia, right, everybody got, like, communism is bad. We should be battling that. This Communist Party that we were battling killed over 100 million people. And it's like, yeah, so what? I can't access Temu. How will I save? I mean, that is the attitude of the mainstream media. This fight is existential.
The Chinese Communist Party is enslaving workers from a religious sect and using prison labor to make things. I mean, there's so many human rights violations that the Chinese Communist Party is actually doing that they're ignoring and then try to make up human rights violations that are going on in this country.
Yeah, but you're right. They'll blame Trump.
Yes, of course.
Not the Chinese Communist Party.
No, of course not. No.
But what's interesting, and this isn't getting as much coverage, and all the coverage is on, oh no, what will Americans do? What if the shelves are a little empty? And hey, look at the new ports out on the West Coast that mainly bring in Chinese goods. Volumes down 35%. Had several reports of that over the weekend. Oh, there might be supply chain, wobbling, kind of like, some things on the shelves you might want might temporarily be out. Oh no, the end is nigh. Folks, China is trying to take over the world. I mean, you say they owned our last president. Well, I mean, what can they not purchase, buy, own, control? And the answer is nothing. $30 million the Biden family in just one set of transactions. We know that now from the IRS whistleblowers. They owned our president. They were in the process of shutting down the Panama Canal to our ships, but letting theirs through. Belt and Road, all over the world.
Yes.
And so, I mean, this is a true national security emergency. Look, there's a difference between Trump's other tariffs. Maybe European countries haven't been very fair to us. Great, we're going to redo those. But those countries are not an existential threat to us. But this is a threat.
Yes. Yeah.
This is different. And the media is not going to cover this, not going to cover why we're doing it, but also how effective this is. They're expecting 10 million people will be unemployed. They went into this, New York Post reported this over the weekend, with a 10% unemployment rate. This is another 10 million unemployed on top of it. And the New York Post rightly writes that the real fear of Beijing is not actually a recession or even a depression, but it's these people taking to the streets. And I'm like, yeah, complete the sentence. And overthrowing the Communist Party.
And they're also ignoring the fact that there are things that China depends on us for.
Oh, yes. And that was the other thing. Across more than 100 categories, China claims they're not budging, they're not doing anything, but they quietly rolled back their tariffs.
Yeah, Beijing blinked.
Yeah, they blinked. It's funny because they're not admitting they did it. They didn't put an announcement out, but they just did it.
Of course. Well, that's the way the Chinese Communist Party is going to work. They're going to say one thing and then quietly and clandestinely do something entirely different. You know, and like I said, there's plenty of things that they depend on us for. I mean, you know, the American-made jet airliners that they depend on, they can't get any parts. I believe there's ethane, I believe is what it is, which some of their industry is completely dependent on this country for. And they're not getting it. I mean, we talk about the Chinese having complete control of like rare earth minerals and stuff, but we've got complete control of some things too. So it's working both ways here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what's interesting to me? I have this theory. It's only a theory. I can't prove it. I have this theory that Trump's actual ambition is to pull a Reagan. Reagan managed to take out the Soviet Union, the Communist Party, basically their control, just through this relentless pressure campaign of his. Mm-hmm. I think Trump wants to complete the cycle finally, all those decades later, and take out the Chinese Communist Party. And here's why I think that. Trump has already cut two trade deals with these people. They've absolutely gaffed them off, violated them. And the second one said, again, they actually wrote themselves an out clause that if a virus were to get out, were to spread, that the whole thing would be null and void. And 6 weeks later, it was. So, I mean, you're talking about, Trump's saying, I want a trade deal with them. They're not going to honor a trade deal. And he knows that. There's only one way to stop these people. And again, that is to make China Japan. Collapse the Communist Party.
Yeah.
I think that's his ambition. But he can't say that because Wall Street will go crazy on him.
Yeah.
Too many people are self-interested in cheap stuff from China because that's how they make their money. He can't say that. But I think that's his ambition. Plus, his odds of succeeding, they're long. Okay. That's it. This is not going to be an easy thing to do given how terrifying these Chinese rulers are. They're just the terrible things they do to the people. I mean, this is a country where Anderson Cooper, do you remember? We have satellite images of zip-tied human beings like cattle being shipped around the country with their heads shaved and God knows whatever happened to them.
Yeah. Religious persecution of the Uyghurs, yes.
And they were cool with it. CNN was fine. Joe was fine, too. He said, well, you know, poor Sherman Gee, he's used to people opposing him. And I mean, sometimes we have to break some eggs. So, you know, to keep the communists in party, the party in power, that was Joe Biden. Again, one of the most shocking comments I've ever heard from a U.S. president. So I think Trump fully means to collapse them. I hope this time he can hang on, keep a lid on it. We can move these supply chains. And honestly, folks, I'm fine with them being in India or even Indonesia. Anywhere but China.
Yeah.
I don't care what other. That is a victory. I posted that and people were just going crazy. No, they got to move here. No, Scott Bessent explained this going into the weekend. His Treasury Secretary, look, we're going to have some stuff we're not going to make.
Right.
We want to make the high and high quality, basically technically complex stuff here. That's what we're talking. We're not going to make everything here. We get that.
Yeah. And not everything has to be made here. No. But like you said, the high-end, high-quality, national security dependent things that we must have and must not have any interference from our adversaries, yes, that's the kind of stuff that ought to be made here.
And the New York Post reporting over the weekend, a sixth of what China makes is for us, right, to be sold in this market. Mm-hmm. But here's the other problem. You get to almost 50% of what they make when you look at how they reroute it.
Oh, yeah.
Like they took over, for instance, a lot of the Vietnamese factories right. through dumping of goods. Yeah. That's Chinese stuff run through there.
Right.
So I was watching Kim Iverson this week, and she had a really brilliant segment on how the shipping out of China, if you look at it like satellite image map, has actually changed routes. They're now shipping to like Vietnam, right. Singapore, and get where else? Canada.
Yeah.
And they're even dumping their stuff into warehouses in Canada, hoping that the trade war will end to stay afloat. So that just goes to show you how they have not just weaponized their own country, they have colonized and now are weaponizing all these other countries against us, because right now the technical tariff is 49% on Vietnam, but it was suspended, so it's only 10%. So it's going to be interesting to see how this went. I hope Trump can hang in there, and I hope he can break the back of the Chinese Communist Party, because we will have won a war the only way that I really am interested in fighting it, and that's without firing a
True.
Bullet. We can
True.
Win this war through trade, and that has always been the way that Trump likes to fight.
But we're going to have to make sure that it looks like to the rest of the world that we are ready to do that militarily
yes.
if necessary. That's
I
realize that, but I mean, that's yeah. the other end of it. And that's expensive.
He's building the military up.
But
absolutely.
That's what's been going on, though.
Yeah. yeah. And that's why Pete Hegseth is there. I mean, you
yes.
can see that in retrospect. Pete Hegseth is there to attract the rest of America to the military. So it's kind of going the opposite of the purge, is to attract people back to the military. Americans back to the military so that we will have a fighting force to fight with, but he doesn't want to fight with them. So it's fingers crossed, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.